Today's message for Friday 31st of December, 2021. The topic for today is Rejoice. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verse is Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart, Psalms 32 verse 11. The Lord is a God of joy. There is fullness of joy in His presence, Psalm 16 verse 11. He loves it when His children radiate His joy. Thus, we are to rejoice evermore, 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 16. Joy is fundamental to Christian living. The joy of the Lord is our strength, Nehemiah 8 verse 10. It is with joy we shall draw water benefits from the wells of salvation, Isaiah 12 verse 3. If the devil can keep you from rejoicing, he has blocked your access to divine inheritance. Therefore, don't ever let the devil steal your joy. Even in the midst of adversity, God's counsel is that you rejoice, Luke 6 verse 22-23. It means your capacity to rejoice is principally dependent on your willingness to do so. Rejoicing in the Lord is a product of the will, not of our feelings or the happenings around us. Understand that the surest way to bring heaven to your side is to rejoice and praise the Lord because God dwells in praises, Psalms 22 verse 3. Once you get into the act, the angels will have no choice than to join you to exalt the Lord. Know also that there is no better way to make the devil really mad and hand him the defeat of his life other than to rejoice in the Lord your God. In the few hours remaining this year, do yourself a favor, rejoice. Sing and dance. Express your joy in the Lord. Everywhere you go. Be happy, be glad, even if you feel there is nothing to be happy about. You are never a loser when you rejoice. Never. Hear this, if you can rejoice when you have no reason to rejoice, you will soon have many reasons to keep on rejoicing evermore. Rejoice and let the joy of the Lord pilot you into the new year. Further Bible reading. Psalms 33 verse 1-12. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.